In 1955, Big Blue added a tough running back from Kearney, New Jersey, known as Big Red Alex Webster. Before coming to the Giants, Webster starred at NC State. In 1952, he would play in the CFL with the Montreal Alouettes as a two-time MVP. But Webster would be elated to find out the news he was coming home to play for the Giants.
I got a phone call from Wellington Mara, and I was asked to come over, and we talked and everything, and he offered me a contract for, you know, $10,500, which, that was a lot of money, and a $2,500 signing bonus, and I could live right in my home in Kearney and commute every day. And I said, oh, well, that'd be sweet. My wife loved it. Anyway, I signed. And actually, everybody in town that was, I was, a, you know, supposedly a big shot, which I was. But it was a big thrill, more than anything. And it worked out real well. And I had a good year that first year. You know, I got accepted. And that was 55. That was my first year. And then 56, we won the championship.
Alex Webster knifes into the end zone to put the finishing touch to a spectacular 47-7 victory for New York. The New York Giants win professional football's biggest prize, the World's Championship.
Webster completed a potent Giants championship backfield that already included Kyle Rote, Mel Triplett, and the great Frank Gifford.
Alex Webster at left and Frank Gifford make up the outstanding halfback combo in the league.
Frank was good. You know, he was one great football player, not only Mr. Madison Avenue and all the commercials and the radio and the television. I was a different style of player. I was, you know, head-on. He was a shifty type of runner and everything. And I was, as big as I was the slowest guy in the backfield. Everybody could catch me.
Once again, the Giants made it to the NFL Championship game in 1958 when they hosted the Baltimore Colts at Yankee Stadium in the first ever sudden death overtime contest, which would become known as the greatest game ever played.
But Nelson hits him and the ball pops loose. Webster picks it up and gallops downfield. Pandemonium grips Yankee Stadium.
We didn't realize that we were going to be playing in the greatest game. You know, we just wanted to win and get in the locker room and go home. And I thought we were the better team, but Unitas was he was just a magician underneath that quarterback.
Unitas gives to Amici. The Colts are the world champions. Amici scores.
Webster retired from Big Blue in 1964. He would later go on to be the backfield coach of the Giants for two seasons before eventually succeeding Ali Sherman as head coach in 1969. The move was applauded by everyone, and one of the most beloved Giants of all time was now leading the team that he loved. The players responded by winning in Big Red's very first game, carrying their victorious leader off the field. Alex would be named Coach of the Year in 1970 and had another winning season in 1972. He retired from coaching at the end of the 1973 season, and his name will always be synonymous with the Big Blue.
I think, you know, once I was a Giant, I was a Mara. And that's one of the things that I got so close with the Giants. Because, you know, I was accepted into the Cleveland with the family. You know, and the family was big back then. You know, once you're in the family, you're one of the guys. Once you're a Giant, you're always a Giant.